LymphaDivas.com is dedicated to creating medically correct and fashionable compression apparel, which will inspire your patients to feel beautiful, strong, and confident. Visit www.lymphadivas.com to request a product sample and catalog.
This is an APTA podcast.
Welcome to Finding My Way, an APTA podcast series exploring the twists and turns of physical therapy careers and the lessons that are learned along the way. I'm Jason Bellamy, APTA's Vice President of Strategic Communications, and for this series, I sat down with 10 physical therapists at National Student Conclave and asked them similar questions to learn what they thought they'd be doing when they were in PT school and what they ended up doing instead. This series is designed for DPT and PTA students, but each episode includes great tips for anyone trying to find their way in their career. In this episode, I talked to Megan Roos, the outgoing president of the Student Assembly Board of Directors, who after a 5-year career in architecture knows all too well the challenge of matching what you do with who you are. Jason Bellamy at National Student Conclave, and I'm with Megan Roos, and the first question is the easiest. In 30 seconds or less, tell me what you do right now.
I am currently a staff physical therapist at Rose City Physical Therapy in Portland, Oregon. And I've been doing that for about 3 months, so a really long time. I am also involved in, obviously, a couple APTA and OPTA leadership positions, and am also getting a Master of Healthcare Administration degree from Pacific University, so that will eventually kind of come into play, probably.
So for most of these interviews, I've asked them the question of where did you go to PT school and what did you think you were going to be doing in PT school and how different has it been? In this case, I'm going to take it a slight different direction. Before you were in PT school, what were you doing and then why did it change?
This is a complicated question, but I was in architecture for a number of years. I graduated in 06 from the University of Oregon's architecture program and worked in architecture for roughly five or six years. And during that time, I had a bit of a reflective period and realized that what I was doing every day wasn't aligning with who I was as a person. And so went back and discovered physical therapy and really took the time to observe in the profession and make sure it was the right fit, since I had gone down a road that didn't work out the first time. So when I got into school, I think this was very different from architecture school in that your program usually requires that you spend a good portion of time in the profession, really learning what you would be doing. And because I did that with PT going in, I had, you know, a fairly good idea of what I thought was involved, and that was really being able to connect with your patients on a level that not many health providers could and give them pretty tangible results that could affect their life.
So that path you went through, though, is a path that often PT students go through just within PT school themselves. So they think they're super interested in sports, for example, and they find out, no, they're not interested in sports, they're just something else. As you have sort of navigated through that, who have you relied on? Who have been your mentors? Who has helped you sort of coach your way through as you found your direction?
I mean, to begin, it was my family. They just believed in me, and they, you know, they said, you need to embrace this new change to your life. Then I had to look out into the community and see what PTs were out there that, you know, wanted to take me on as a pupil and give me the information that I needed to make this change later on in life. So I just reached out to the people that I ended up observing with before going to school. People in the Puget Sound area helped me a lot. I was a PT aide at a company in Seattle, Washington, Core Physical Therapy, and they did a great job of exposing me to the profession and making sure I had the resources that I needed to get into school and thrive a little bit afterwards. So,
what did that outreach look like? Because one of the things that a lot of students or younger professionals in general want is a mentor, somebody they can rely on, and yet it always seems like it's this pretty overwhelming process to find one, or intimidating process potentially to find one. How did you find the mentors within physical therapy? How did that process happen?
I think when you think about mentorship, you kind of blow it up to be this really formal affair. And I've struggled with this recently too, because you're always thinking, oh, I need to find a mentor and cultivate a relationship. But it's often more organic than that. Just reach out to somebody you know. Oh, I know a PT that's a great PT. You know, I had, you know, physical therapy at this location and really thought that they did a great job. Why don't you go talk to them? And then that just kind of starts to snowball. So yes, you can be intentional about it and reach out to somebody specific, but you can also just take a chance and kind of reach out to the community and see what comes up. And then as you form relationships, it becomes easier to see who you gravitate towards in terms of leaders and teachers and mentors.
So, you know, this will sound like it's a job interview question or something like that, but you're fresh out of PT school, you're starting your career. Where do you think you're going to be in 5 years, 10 years? Do you know exactly, or are you going through not knowing, comfortable not knowing, and what's that emotional process like?
This is a good question. I have become more comfortable with not knowing, just based on my past and having had a five-year plan that didn't end up really turning out the way I wanted it to. So my five-year plan is now a one-year plan, and kind of taking it from there, just, you know, starting to be more open to new opportunities that come up and new passions that arise within me, so I can still be intentional about it and still have a goal. I think in a year I'd really like to be finished with my manual therapy training and be practicing at a level where I could think about getting my OCS. But beyond that, it's kind of a nice big wide open set of possibilities that I'm slowly tracking down.
And I mean, what do those possibilities entail? Have you allowed yourself to dream about certain concepts, or really is it like a total blank slate?
I often frustrated my school advisor a little bit with this because I had so many different paths that were like, ooh, this could be really great. But obviously being more drawn to leadership positions, you know, there's obviously like clinical directors and positions within your organization that you might aspire to. And that to me is definitely one of those things that I could do. I'm slowly starting to come back around to my creative side, and I haven't allowed myself to really dwell in that space as much because of how intense school was and these other positions that I've held. But for me, it might be stepping back a little bit and rediscovering, you know, what are these collaborations that I could have between my design background and the movement system. So that's another possibility. And then finally, you know, I've been tracking down this Master's of Healthcare Administration degree that I talked about earlier, and it's slowly evolving. I'm not quite sure that that's going to be as creative as I want it to be, but healthcare in this environment is just so complex that I think it's a really necessary thing for me to understand. And if we truly want to change the world and transform society, we need to be present in that space. And so for me to have that background and to be able to potentially use that in a policy or advocatory way. Is advocatory a word?
It is now. We made it one. So as you've gone through this journey, have you received any memorable bad advice, any memorable good advice, and what was that?
I think I'll start with good advice, and that came to me from Keaton Ray. I'll give her a shout out. I met with her my first year, and she is just so energetic and enthusiastic and contagious. And she told me, as I was starting to think about getting into leadership within physical therapy, that for her it was one of those escapes from school and from maybe even your job, where it's totally relevant to what you're doing, but it gives you just a different perspective and opens you up to a whole new set of opportunities. So that I took that and kind of ran with it, and I'm really grateful for her mentorship there. Bad advice, that's a hard one. Not really. I mean, I think maybe there has been bad advice out there, but I just overlook it. You know, I just kind of roll with it and don't pay attention to it as much. That could be it.
That works too. Yeah. And that may lead us to the next question. So you're ending your term right now as we speak as president of the Student Assembly Board of Directors. You've been doing this for a year. That's that leadership component you just talked about. If somebody looks at that, you know, you're not far into your career, you're just starting out, but if they look at the path that you've been on, even from switching careers, from then finding a place in leadership to being comfortable enough to go out into the world not quite sure where you're going, and if somebody can easily look at that and say, like, I still want to follow that trajectory, let's define that as success for right now. What's the secret then to the success that you've had so far? When you look at what's allowed you to do the things you've done, what's the secret to that?
Having a supportive family. It's a big change to change your career. And sometimes you're like, why am I doing this? I could just totally keep going along this line and be happy, but not fully fulfilled. And I think my family understood that, and I couldn't do it without them.
So you're fresh out of PT school. You know what it's like to get through PT school. What do you wish you would have known when you started in PT school? What advice would you give yourself to young Megan, to somebody else in that position, now that you made it through the other side?
This could be because of where I'm at right now and just having started working with people. When you're in your clinical experiences, make sure you take the time to interact with your patients as much as possible, to talk to them, to really understand what it is about physical therapy that helps them, make sure that they're getting enough out of you as a provider that makes sense to them, that your care is individualized enough. Because as soon as you get out, you're going to be interacting with those people and it's going to be your responsibility. So the more practice that you have with that will be very key as soon as you're done with school. So definitely just talking with your patients more, interacting with them more, not even necessarily hands-on, just make sure that you kind of know how to help as soon as you get out.
Megan Roos, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jason.
You've been listening to Finding My Way. New episodes of this 10-part series will be released each week into 2018. You can find other episodes of this series on iTunes by searching APTA Podcasts or by visiting www.apta.org/findingmyway. Students, we have more resources just for you at the Pulse blog at www.apta.org/pulse. You can also follow APTA's student assembly accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at APTASA. If you're enjoying this series, please rate us on iTunes, give us a share on social media, or email us at web@apta.org with feedback and ideas. I'm Jason Bellamy. Thanks for listening.
This is an APTA podcast.